Welcome to the Day Sound Blood Podcast Show. Hold on. Welcome to the Day Sound Blood Podcast Show. I am your host, Trey Plus 305, goddammit. What today is? Today is Friday, June 4th. I say clap. Yeah. It's Friday, June 4th. What's going on? It's Friday, June 4th. I know I just say that. I just wanted to say it one more time because I wanted to. And it's 7:49 p.m. And right now I'm watching something. I put in YouTube, what is the meaning of Black Lives Matter? So then I clicked on it, and it say, Black Lives Matter explained. So I'm 3 seconds in, and I'm paused, and I see Trayvon Martin, February 26, 2012, and the statement above his name says, what are you following me for? So I'm going to press play.
Their names define a movement.
Michael Brown, Natasha McKenna,
their
Walter
deaths,
Scott.
A rallying cry for justice.
This was just posted last year. This was posted June 15th, 2020. It's June 4th, February. It's June 4th, 2021. Hold on. Hold on.
Pause.
I just noticed something. Hold on. Hold on, don't get too comfortable. Hold on. I just noticed something. It is June 4th, and it's Friday, and I got to keep saying that. I ain't know why I had kept saying it until I pressed play and I looked down at the date. I promise y'all, I just started this video. It's on YouTube. You can look it up. It's called Black Lives Matter Explained, and it's published by Channel 4 News. Hold on, I'm getting a phone call. Hold on, hello? I'm getting a phone call. I'm recording right now. It's June 4th. Hi, Lipsy.
Hi, what, we on air?
Yes, I was recording. You called me when I was recording and you kept calling me. But listen, it's June 4th, right? It's June 4th and it's Friday and it's 7:51 p.m., right? And I'm watching this YouTube video. And it's called Black Lives Matter Explained, because I wanted to know what was the meaning of Black Lives Matter, right? And it's published by Channel 4. And the reason why I just did this, I thought of it just now, and I just pressed record, and I started recording it, and I wanted to watch the video. And the reason why I thought of it, because, like, we just had a mass shooting over here. You know, my friend, son, mother had passed away. What I'm saying? And it made national news. And you know, when things make national news, the FBI come and get involved and stuff, right? And also, when things hit the national news, Black Lives Matter they supposed to get into it, right? Because it was a massacre, right? In Miami, right? We just had a massacre. Basically, it's a massacre. Anyway. But they just posted this. Lipsy, they just posted this thing on June 15th, 2020. Watch this.
Once again.
Oh no, this shit crazy, yo.
It's time for us to stand up in George's name and say, "Get your."
They supposed to be saying, "What's the meaning?" So it say, "Black Lives Matter, the History Movement." Hold on, wait. I'm sorry. Do you want to get off the air? You busy?
No. It's fine. You already know. I switch mine. I'm bipolar. I switch mine on and off. Right now we on the air. So time is money, and money is time. You know this is this is something that's important to you. So I snap out of mine just so you get what you got to get done.
Hey, that's some real shit, man. I appreciate you because I was You know, I'm going to tell you later. But this is the They Sound Blunt podcast show. And right now, I got Lipsy in the building. Lipsy going to be in the building all the time, you know.
Every Saturday.
You know, she say Saturday. That's what it is, Saturday. But right now, it's Friday. You know what I'm saying? We could air this on Saturday if we want to. But anyway.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm going to play this shit because, like, I'm mad. Like, I'm mad that they not, you know what I'm saying, helping us with this. So I want to listen because they just posted this on June 15th and right now of 2020, and it's June 4th, 2021. Yeah. This is some crazy shit. Hold on, what the hell is that? Hold on. What I did wrong? Hold on.
So basically, you disappointed in the... Okay.
Go ahead. Say what you were saying.
I was saying basically, you know, your disappointment is towards the BLM because of the mass shooting that happened and nobody really covered it as far as, you know, to get that story out because that is considered a tragedy. My disappointment, I could say, is more so towards the community because we everybody still abiding by this whole no snitch rule. Don't nobody want to tell until it hit home for them. Then you want somebody to speak up.
Whew.
And that's not fair.
So now you got me not even want to play the damn video because it was making some noise, but you just hit it right on the head. And like, you know what? Hold on. You know, I'm glad you just said that. I could pause this and I could use this for a moment where we could break down the word snitching, the meaning of snitching. We can break down the meaning of snitching because you know what? The system, the society has vilified that word. They vilified that word and they basically added all type of meanings to it, right?
But exactly.
Hold on, Sam. But remember, Samuel Jackson was on 21 Savage album, right?
Yeah.
And I'm tripping. I'm on the iMac. I'm tripping. I'm right here looking through YouTube and shit. Lipsy, I got that album, 21 Savage, right? Let me see. It was his latest album that he had done drop. And he had Samuel Jackson on it. And Samuel Jackson was talking about the word snitching, the meaning of snitching. Okay. This is what he said. And this is what it is.
A regular citizen who reports seeing a crime isn't a snitch or a rat. The criminals were just sloppy. Snitches and rats are not the same thing. Let me break it down to make sure y'all see what I mean. A snitch is someone minding other folks' business.
You say preach.
Information they can sell. Yeah, that's Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman. I'm talking about Samuel S. Jackson. What the fuck? Hell no!
A conceiver.
Oh, shut up. Hold on, I'm tripping. Hold on.
Participated.
Hold on.
He doesn't sell secrets for power.
Hold on. One time for me for calling damn Morgan Freeman Samuel Jackson, goddamn.
I'm like, wait a minute. Why would you use Samuel Jackson when Morgan Freeman got that voice? Like, you know.
Why I put Samuel Jackson in 21 Savage on goddamn YouTube and it got me showing all type of other shit with Chris Rock. So you right.
Oh, wow.
I'm gooped out. I'm backing up.
Jackson got an angry voice.
I'ma back it up. One time for me.
We're just sloppy. Snitches and rats are not the same thing. Let me break it down to make sure y'all see what I mean. A snitch is someone minding other folks' business to find information they can sell for a price or trade for some other form of compensation.
Dummies.
A rat.
I'm sorry.
Is a traitor.
It's okay.
A conceiver.
Because they don't understand.
Or physical participator. He doesn't sell secrets for power or cash. He betrays the trust of his team or his family. hoping to save his own cowardly ass. The difference is, at least a snitch is human, but a rat is a fucking rat.
Damn it.
Period.
Exactly.
So they always, and then you gonna let this shit play out. Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for cursing. But for real though,
you know, like,
talk to me.
I'm like I said, I'm disappointed in the community because everybody just, you know, don't nobody want to stand up and say nothing until it hit home. Then you want somebody to stand up for you and your family to get justice for your family, whatever, whatnot. And we all have to come together for a community. Then we do a march like last year. We walked down the whole 183rd.
I wasn't participating. Well, tell me about that, because I participated in that. I don't remember.
I think that was like way before the pandemic. They did something. They did a march.
For George Floyd?
And they walked down the whole 183rd.
Oh.
They had on them purple shirts. They had on purple shirts. It was something that happened. And that was the first time I actually seen, you know, us unify like that in March. Mm-hmm. But that everybody just marched that one time and we give up. We don't hear nothing else about it. You know, it's done. All right, we did our part. We ain't got to do nothing else. No, we have to continue. We got to take back our community. Y'all, these goddamn kids is out of goddamn control. It's too many killings going on. At one point in time, women and children were off limits. We were completely off limits. Back then, people got their men, and that was it.
But you know what the problem is? And this is controversial, man. Because I got to play devil's advocate. I got to play devil's advocate, meaning
who
I got to.
Seen that?
Nobody say devil's advocate. I'm playing devil's advocate, God damn it.
Oh, my God.
Is that the movie?
No, there ain't no goddamn. No, Lipsy, chill. Just.
See, I don't listen to rap.
This not rap. This me. I'm gonna play devil's advocate. Meaning, I'm gonna play devil's advocate. Meaning, I'm gonna piggyback what you just said, but from perspective. So
I'm slow.
It's okay. Sometimes we not perfect on the Day Sound Blunt podcast show. I don't give a damn. Like, people gonna have to accept us for who we are, because I ain't perfect either, Lipsy. Shit. Anyway, but piggybacking off of what you just said, when you say women and kids are off limits, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, off of the tragedy that just happened, we gonna jump off of that. Hold on, we gonna take a break because we too hot. Are we coming back? We back on air, Lipsy. God damn. Oh my God. My mic just went out. What we were just talking about. Okay, I was playing devil's advocate. We was a little bit too long. I needed to take a break any dang on way. You know what I'm saying? Welcome back to the Day Sound Blunt podcast show. I got Lipsy in the building, and we talking about the massacre that just happened. But right now, I said I wanted to get off track. I want to get off track for a second and put the massacre on pause, and I want to shift gears and play devil's advocate for something else. All right, let's we just gonna have a conversation, Lipsy. We not talking about nothing. We talking about the same thing, but a different situation.
Bring it on.
Okay, but we're not talking about something that happened. Okay.
Okay.
Say, for instance, what you just say, women and children are off limits, right?
Uh-huh.
Say, for instance, the women and the children get hit. God forbid they get mistaken. They get hit. They are innocent bystander of revenge shooting.
Yeah.
Right? And the reason, we don't know why it's happening, but the shooter know why they doing it, right?
Yeah.
So I'm playing devil's advocate. God damn, I hate this scenario. But it's real life. You feel me? It's real life
Okay, go ahead.
Damn. So.
All our life on the line out here. We never know.
You never know. So what happened if, if the shooter, I'm in the shooter position, and I know what it is, I know what I'm doing, I know this target going to be there. The target is right where it's at, but the target got a lot of people around it, but I see the target. But guess what? I'm coming for this target because the target came for me.
Yeah, and I don't care who around.
Wait. And when the target came for me, they hit up my innocent people, my innocent bystanders. See, this when the shit get deep, yo.
Yeah.
Right? This when the shit get deep, because it's called full circle, right?
Yeah, that's that in on site. I don't care who you around, who you with, anybody can get it.
Because what happened if my favorite auntie had got hit and she gone? Or my little cousin got hit and he gone or she gone? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And, like, I have to deal with this stuff, and I have to go around this, and everybody, like, looking at me like I did this, and they looking at you like you caused our family.
Yeah,
you destroyed our family because you out here messing up, and you doing your stupidness, your foolishness. And now I'm not that person, but we playing devil's advocate, and we not talking about nothing that done transpired in Miami in the past year of 2021. We just talking about a real life scenario. You know what I'm saying? What people don't talk about. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then I see my target, and then I shoot the target, but then I hit somebody. I hit the target innocent bystander. Then what?
Oh my God!
Then what? What? Then talk to me.
Okay, so I shoot somebody because they didn't care that you know.
It's fucked up, right? It's fucked up.
It's fucked up, and I don't have an answer for it.
And that's what's happening out here. And that's what's happening out here in the world, yo. It's not even in Miami. It's in Orlando. It's in Tampa. It's in St. Petersburg. It's in Pensacola. It's in Jacksonville. It's all over. It's in every city that got inner cities. It's in Chicago. It's in L.A. It's in Louisiana. It's in Georgia. It's in North Carolina. It's in New York. It's everywhere. It's in Memphis. It's in Texas.
It's like, yo, when I drive home, you know, Trey, like, you ain't never seen my car. So my car has 5% tints on them. I am concentrating very hard on taking it back to the tint place and telling them to strip the tints off my car because I have no time for mistaken identity.
Ooh,
I'm afraid for my life whenever I'm out here in these streets at, you know, at any time of night. And I don't need nobody mistaking my car because I have a Maxima. I don't need nobody mistaking my car for another car and shooting at my car, because as you can see, a lot of people ain't getting the right person. They always catching the wrong person.
And not only that, us Miamians, us people in that's riding, that live in the inner cities, that can't control what we live at. You know what I'm saying? Well, we can control, but we can't control the environment around us where we live.
The cost of living is high.
But no, we not going to talk about that. That's another topic. We talking about, like, we can't control what we decided to stay at.
No, we can't. Even if
we can't control the environment around it.
That's another thing. Even if we do stay in gated communities, you know.
People going to come in.
Okay, say me and you stay in a gated community, right? Say me and you both stay in the same gated community. And I'm talking to a boy. And guess what? He got access to get in. And he beefing with somebody over there.
Goddamn. See, I don't know.
It's a lot of that going on in the neighborhood.
Ooh,
where
that's deep.
We from a hood, and we talking to these boys, and we know they outsiders. We know that shit. But we still want to fuck with them. Now he got access to come over there. You don't know what be going on.
You don't know what.
And that's why they be like, you know, a lot of these hoods, you know, let me quit. Oh, she the op. She fuck with the ops. Blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it's gonna take, because you know, we can't control how we feel about somebody. Love is love, whether it's inside the hood or outside the hood. Hey, I know Lil Ray Ray be out here doing dumb stuff.
Goddamn
Ray
Ray.
I don't love him any less.
Ray Ray.
I know Lip Ray C. Ray ain't supposed to be around here. Ray Ray know he ain't supposed to be around here, but Ray Ray trying to prove a point that he could go anywhere he wants.
Lip C.
What?
We finna go to another segment, dog. Ray Ray. Hey. No, seriously, though. I want to say this.
That's what's going on now.
I want to say rest in peace to NeNe.
Yeah.
And I want to say rest in peace to all.
To everybody.
Everybody that lost their life and everybody that's recovering. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that's traumatized. Damn.
I'm sorry. Like, and I wasn't even there. And, Trey, you said you was out there, but y'all left, right?
Hell no, I was in.
Wait.
I ain't never tell you I was out there.
Oh, my bad. That probably was somebody else. I be talking to so many people. It was somebody that knew that.
I don't ever tell.
And they left in the nick of time before it even started.
Oh.
Did you see all the videos?
Man, my head just spinning right now. We supposed to be going to another segment. What you say?
Did you see all the videos from the different angles that they've been showing?
I don't want to see those videos no more, man. My homeboy, my bro, no, because loved one lost their life.
Yeah.
And I don't want to watch it no more.
Okay.
Because when I was watching it, she was alive.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch that shit no more.
But two people lost their life before her.
I understand, and my condolences, condolences to their families. I'm not disregarding nobody, but like, dog, she ain't had nothing to do with that shit.
No, nobody did.
None of them had nothing to do with that shit. Them victims ain't had nothing to do with that shit. The fuck? Not saying those, like, and I'm talking about everybody. I don't know what the fuck happened. I don't care what happened. That shit should have never fucking happened, dog. That was the wrong place to do that shit.
You see how you is now, though? We had the resources back then to keep our kids out of trouble. We had the little 500 Boys Club. We had Right Track. We had all the programs that we could go to right after we got out of school. That kept us out of trouble. These kids don't really have that now. Why? Wanna know why they don't have it? Because guess what? A lot of this stuff that we had access to, they was doing it for free.
That shit got my head hurting.
Not in charging.
That shit got my head hurting right now, man.
They're charging for summer camp. Summer camp used to be free.
That shit got my head hurting right now, man. I don't even want to talk right now, man.
Sure, we can't shut down. Summer camp used to be free.
Listen, rest in peace, NeNe. Rest in peace to the other two victims. Wishing a speedy recovery to that young lady that was on the news. Wishing a speedy recovery to that young man that's in the coma still. Wishing a speedy recovery to every other person that was hit and that's traumatized from it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We have to do something as a community for real, man. We can't let this shit go down like that, dog. This shit can't go down like that, dog.
Enough is enough.
This shit can't go down like that, dog.
Being shot. Enough of our kids. All these bullets and hitting our kids. Pregnant women. It is a no.
That's some bullshit, man.
These people have babies in their hands. Y'all is really pulling the trigger.
We finna go to another segment. Hold on. We back. This is the Day Sound Blunt podcast show, and I'm hot right now, and I'm a clap, but, man.
But like I said, you know, back then we had the resources. We had all the after-school programs that was free to us. They don't have that now. They charge for everything now. Daycare is no longer free.
I don't know what happened.
Summer camp no longer free.
It's like
nothing is free.
And now I got to switch topics now because here it is. You done pushed me there. So here it is. This what I feel. And I could be wrong. This is my opinion. I got to start saying this now because I got a platform. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want to mislead anybody. This is my opinion. I feel like what's happening in Miami and our inner cities is our prices being raised up because they don't want us in the city no more. because other people are deciding to relocate to Miami from the snow and from other natural disasters that be happening. Whether you got Californians trying to get away from the earthquakes, trying to get away from the fires, or the New Yorkians trying to get away from the cold when it's blizzards, or the people in the Midwest trying to get away from tornadoes, or in North Carolina trying to do, like, everybody trying to get away from something that they tired of. If everybody look at Miami as the closest to tropical vacation every day, and they moving down here, and they paying the high prices because they came from places where they could save up their money. They got they know what I'm saying, because it ain't no race. It's different races. It's different races that come in, so I can't say one race is doing it. A lot of people relocating, and they paying the price. And not only that, you know, you notice how the newer apartments are smaller, but cost more. You know why that's happening? But it's because people are relocating from to the United States from foreign countries. And they used to stand in small
spaces. They don't care
spaces.
About that little small space.
But all they care about is the outside appearance. So as long as the outside appearance look good, they did an American dream.
They don't care.
They're an American dream.
Since they've been tearing down the pork and beans, they've been relocating a lot of those people down south. So you got to pay attention to down south as well, because there's been a lot of shooting going down on that area.
Exactly. You notice how they've been highlighting down south on the news, and I guess what, a lot of elderly people going to be moving from there, and then whatever. We're going to see what's going to happen, because the same shit happened in Miami Gardens. Miami Gardens was on the news, on the news, on the news, on the news, on the news from 2012 all the way to 2016. Kansas City was on the news. It was all type of shit happening in Kansas City, and now it's a brand new city, and it's new people moving in because people can't afford to stay in the houses, or people who was renting out the houses before are selling the homes. You know what I'm saying? So people are moving out, and people are building. People bought land, investors, realtors, they bought land. Yeah. They building on these lands, and they raising the price how they want it, because they want
get an apartment and live by yourself. Yeah. Now when you get an apartment, you have to have a roommate. A lot of these people are getting roommates because these apartment prices are simply too high. How are you going to raise the cost of living without raising minimum wage? It does not mix. It does not mix, especially not in Miami, Florida. I have to go, like, me and you are looking for something. And these prices are ridiculous, whatever not. But I see the further out I go, and the bigger the places get. I'm looking at Miramar. I'm looking at Ives Dairy and you know, stuff like that. I'm looking at 1,000-square-foot apartments. I never had a goddamn apartment that big. I wouldn't know what to do with the space if I had it. They want $1,400, $1,500. Like, I pay rent. I don't have Section 8. I don't have none of that. And another thing, Section 8 is something else. I've never, and I don't knock people that are on it.
We not gonna do that because people got to live. I don't want to talk about that because that's a touchy situation. And I got family, and you got family, and other people's got family. And I don't want to offend nobody. I don't want to offend nobody's family. Like right now, we got an issue going on in our city, and it's a lot of black-on-black crimes. And it's a lot of innocent people getting shot. And you know why? What's triggering all this stuff?
Please tell me, because I'm still trying to find out myself.
It's the music.
Rappers,
it's the local music. No, it's the local music. When I started this platform, right? And I'm gonna get real. I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna be real on my shit. Like, I started this platform for mental awareness because of my situation with me and my fiance when we got into that dango, when we had that miscarriage during the pandemic. And I started it to talk about our situation, but I couldn't do it because we had broke down. So I shut that down and I switched the music, right? And then when I switched the music, I didn't want to listen to out-of-town music because I already been studying out-of-town rappers. And I really wasn't focusing on Miami rappers, right? So since I work at a high school, I started asking questions about who the local rappers is, who everybody listen to.
Oh, yeah, them babies know.
So that's how I started to get to know the FOB Pooks, the Soldier Living Truth, yeah. The CP3s, the Ferrari Frizz, the Major Number 9.
The Fredo Bang.
No, they ain't Miami, girl. They ain't from no goddamn Miami. I'm talking about Miami
people.
So what? I know them people. Shoot.
All I know is ice cream.
I know them people. You know what I'm saying? But the kids, it's a new generation. It's a new generation. Yeah. This is FOB Pook. And I love FOB Pook, too. Right? And I ain't talking about Pook. I ain't talking about him because I love Pook and I love all the rappers who I just mentioned. I love all our rappers, right? But me, as a 36-year-old who just asked questions and I learned about them, right? I just listened to it and I'm a person that loves music, so I'm listening to it, and I'm like, okay. And then I'm realizing as I'm listening to it, stuff happening around. And, like, I'm listening, I'm like, okay, stuff already happened. Hold on. And then I start feeling, like, bad vibes. Like, hold on, man, I need to, like, fall back on it because even though I'm being a fan, like people could be rapping about stuff because, like, in Chicago and in Louisiana and in Georgia and, like, basically the state of hip-hop right now in the overall, yeah. Like, for this generation... This generation, not my generation, not your generation. This generation right here, from 2018 to now, this generation right here, their music and their genre is basically talking about real life hood events, things that done transpired, right?
Oh, wow.
And it's hoods. It's hoods that's doing these things. And I ain't talking about our city. I'm talking about the overall, the generation. Because yeah. This is not a just Miami problem. This is a problem in the United States and all the inner cities. And I know this like might be controversial, but fuck it. It is what it is. It keep fucking happening. So it got people's attention. You know what I'm saying? In the music, they talking about such and such got killed. This got killed. Oh, I did that. My hood did this. We took that. We upped the score. We did this. We did that. Like, they really doing this shit. And us as the fans and us as the older people, we looking at them like, shit, I know that. That's my little cousin or my little people. That's my brother. My little brother, them friend. Or this, that, and the third. And we as adults, we happy, but we understand it. We listen to the music and we be like, okay, well, that's probably not what they doing, but I'm going to listen to it anyway. You know what I'm saying? Because the shit be sounding good. Like, the shit sound good. Like, the music that sound good. You know what I'm saying? The music sound real good, and, like, Pook ain't got nothing to do it. But this music really sound good, yo. Like, it sounds good. So imagine... Imagine a song come on, and it's your little cousin, right? It's your baby cousin. You love your cousin. You watch your cousin grow up. Hey, yo, suck.
That's what he rapping about.
Listen. I still got a ride with the pistol close to me. Strapped up like I'm supposed to be. 5% tens. I pray that they don't notice me. I hope the Lord get a hold of me. Cause I can feel the devil trying to take control of me. 3 P's, pistol, poop, plus I keep that ball on me. Turnpikes up, I pray this life don't take a toll on me. This ain't the life we chose, this life chose us. Gotta stay on people with them poles in case they roll up. And I don't know what the fuck you heard, but I'm a soldier. And we ain't never killed nobody, so I'm a smoker. Ride through the bitty pool with me, we got the talk drop. Niggas know by Mr. That youngin' to get your block out. You know I got the glow.
Oh, wow.
I
get my rocks off, this 40-inch
ass, it burning July. So, you hear how good it sound?
Mm-hmm.
We gonna go to another sec. Hold on. Listen, this that FOB Pook, goddammit.
Got my niggas in this shit with me, man.
This that FOB Pook. And it's called Poetry. And he from the city. He from Liberty City. And he raw as fuck. I ain't gonna even lie to you, he raw as fuck. Shout out to that boy. He one of my favorite. Like, I learned about him. Let me tell you about Pook. I learned about FOB Pook FOB probably mean fucking on you, bitch.
Oh,
I'm sorry, that's what he said in the song. I'm sorry, that's what he said in the song. But I found out about him last year, right? Because it was last year, a singer from last year, he used to stand by the pole and pick my brain, right? And I used to pick his brain. I used to want to know who was the latest who coming out. And that's how I learned about 2C. That's how I learned about Major Number 9. That's how I learned about FOB Pook. That's how I learned about who else? Damn, it's a couple of other young rappers from Miami that I learned about. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, okay, okay. But Pook was the one that I got attached to. I was like, okay, he raw. I like him. And I started downloading all his stuff. So I was up on him last year. But let me not get off topic. Let me get back serious. Let me get back serious, though. So we're not talking about them. We're not talking about nobody from our city. We just talking hypothetically. You know what I'm saying? We just talking. We just having a conversation. That's it. A real life conversation. That's my disclaimer. You know what I'm saying? Because people take things the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want nobody just because I played the song don't mean that I'm talking about them. I'm talking in general because you gotta be straight up. You feel me? Like now, Lipsy. Imagine that's your cousin done played a song similar to what we just heard, and it's nice like that, right? And you like hell yeah, shit. That's my little cousin. My cousin Ross, fuck. So you going to support him, right? You in our 30s. We finna support him, right? So we, little cuz be like, shit, hey, cuz, I'm finna have me a show. Right? You don't know what your cuz be on now, goddammit. But you know, okay, I'm finna go. And then next thing you know, you go support it, and then somebody gets shot. One person. And you like, God damn, why is my little cousin in this atmosphere? You know what I'm saying? Not knowing little cuz affiliation, you know what I'm saying, got other people looking for them. And not only did he want you to come to the show, he promoted the show. He wanted other people to come to the show. So now, not only everybody know about the show because of the promotion, not the people who don't like them know about the show.
Exactly.
That's what be happening in Chicago. That's what be happening in Louisiana. That's what be happening in St. Louis, Missouri. That's what be happening in Memphis. That's what be happening in Alabama. That's what be happening in California. That's what be happening in Jacksonville, Tampa, St. Petersburg, Orlando, Miami, Broward. That's what be happening. And we be like, what the fuck? How the fuck? What the hell? Like, every time we be like, how the fuck this shit happened? Like, what the fuck? Like, and it be too late already. You don't even know that death already been happening. It just ain't happened on your side. But it's already been happening because it's called full circle.
Exactly.
And it's going to continue to happen. Why it's going to continue to happen? Because society don't want the shit to stop. Because if they wanted the shit to stop, they would be doing stuff. They would be attacking. They would be coming. They would be doing stuff. Like Black Lives Matter would be there. Like I started this show off and this was pissing me off again. Because Black Lives Matter supposed to be fucking here in Miami. Because they say this is what they say on June 15th, 2020. And it's June 4th, 2021. I don't even know what fucking segment we in, but we had got off track. But the reason why I started this shit, because these people right here,
shit, rallying cry for justice.
They supposed to be telling us what the fuck they fought. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to go, but people hurt down here in Miami. We need them. We need real organizations. We need real leaders. We need real people. We need the spotlight to stay on here, just on us, just like I stayed on George Floyd, just like I stayed on Breonna Taylor, just like I stayed on that Aubrey kid, just like I was on Trayvon Martin. That shit need to be on us, too. We got victims down here, too. We had a little kid just got killed at a birthday party.
The Black Lives Matter group has been...
Yeah, the three-year-old.
...since 2013, and the phrase itself is now being seen on streets and screens all over the world. But how did the movement get here? How did it begin? Their message comes from an urgent need to tackle police brutality. And the statistics are stark.
Guess what? You heard what she said? I want to break this shit down. She say they just for police brutality. I can't make this shit up. Wait. I'm going to back it up. Because I don't want nobody to say I just put words in their mouth. Watch this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Fighting to be heard since 2013. And the phrase itself is now being seen on streets and screens all over the world. But how did the movement get here? How did it begin? Their message comes from an urgent need to tackle police brutality. And the statistics
are
dark. Police.
They ain't say nothing else. That's why they not doing the shit. Because they only focus on police brutality. So if you focusing on police brutality, why the fuck you saying you Black Lives Matter right now? Because they need to change that shit to human lives matter. They need to change that shit to human lives matter, dog. Seriously, fuck that shit. Change that shit to human lives matter. Now I'm mad because now I understand it. Now I understand. That's how they set it off. I mean, they ain't say shit about nobody community. The lady say straight up. The lady just says straight up, what the fuck? I don't even want to hear about that shit.
He's killed more than 1,000 people in America in 20.
They not even saying shit about black on black crime. They ain't saying shit about black on black crime. What the fuck?
Been fighting to be heard since 2013, and the phrase itself is now being seen on streets and screens all over the world. But how did the movement get here? How did it begin? Their message comes from an urgent need to tackle police brutality.
And I'm going to go to a next segment after this. I'm going to let it play a little
police
bit.
Police killed more than 1,000 people in America in 2019. Black people are currently 3 times more likely to be killed by police. And 99% of killings by a police officer between 2013 and 2019 have not resulted in criminal charges. But the Black Lives Matter bubble didn't actually start with police brutality. It began after the death of Trayvon Martin at the hands of an armed vigilante.
Wait.
It is the story.
And God bless Trayvon Martin. So, okay, so here it is. Not only that, it's not only against police killing black people. Now it's on George, what's that man name who killed Trayvon Martin? Zimmerman. That's his name. Hold on. You heard me?
Yeah.
What's his name? Zimmerman?
Yeah, George Zimmerman.
George Zimmerman. Goddamn. F him. But anyway.
I don't be forgetting nothing.
Forget him. He pisses shit to me. He don't exist to me.
They need to reopen that case. That's another case that need to be reopened. It's a lot of cases that need to be reopened.
That is true, but whatever. Like, we got to accept it for what it is, and we got a movement on his ass. Forget him. He don't even exist to us right now. He don't exist to us. That's why I forgot his name. Shit. But I don't want to focus on that situation because that happened in 2012. God bless Trayvon Martin's soul. God bless everybody from all of that stuff, man. F. George Zimmerman. But the Black Lives Matter movement, they need to be called the Human Lives Matter movement. For real, because they need not to be saying black. For real, because now it is police versus police brutality on black people, right? And now it's Trayvon Martin versus George Zimmerman, who's a Latino or white or whatever. So that's white on black, them saving a white person or whatever he is. You know what I'm saying? Because nothing wrong with all the white people, because I love me some white people too. You know what I'm saying? I'm diverse. So now you got them talking about white on black crime now. They still ain't mentioned nothing about black on black crime. So I'm going to have to watch this video on my own, and then we'll have a regular, I don't know.
Send it to me too.
I'm going to send it to you because it's 15 minutes, and we're going to have to give our own opinion on this thing, because you know what? This the Day Sound Blunt podcast show, and it's me and Lipsy, and y'all can see what we talking about right now. Hold on, Lipsy. What you say? Lipsy, I'm sorry. Lipsy ain't say nothing, goddammit.
What you said?
I was saying we had Lipsy in the building.
Bye, y'all.
You ready to go? We been on the phone 42 minutes. You ready to go? I want to hold up your whole time.
No, it's fine.
So, yeah, I guess we're going to go to another segment. Hold on. We back. This is the Day Sound Blood.
Cut it off. No, I don't.
We back. I'm going to play Poop in the background. 5% tens. I pray that they don't notice me. I hope the Lord gets it. Man, shout out to Lipsy, because this some real life shit, goddammit. And goddammit, we got this goddamn massacre happening in our city. We got all type of shit happening in 2021. We got a little kid that died at a birthday party that didn't have to die. We had a dango. Why would y'all shoot up a birthday party?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, dog.
Bastards.
Stupid ass. Shit. Right here shooting up shit. That's all that is, that goddamn dope. Like, goddamn, we ain't condoning violence. We ain't saying, but goddamn, think before you shoot. Goddamn. You got to think before you fucking nut in the female, and now you got to think before you shoot. Duh, you got to add that shit to the motherfucking damn jits. Nah, you got to be like, think before you nut. Be careful who you nut in, goddamn it, and think before you shoot. Shit. Around here shooting kids. Around here shooting women. Round here shooting elderly. Remember the pastor that got shot in the flea market, at the flea market? You remember that, Lipsy?
Mm-hmm.
The pastor had got killed, dog.
Yeah, at the flea market.
Round here shooting shit up, man.
I was at the flea market today. When I was saying I was ready to get up out of there.
Can't go no fucking well, dog. Can't go no fucking well. Can't even enjoy our fucking city. Motherfucking driving through traffic. Goddamn. UPS goddamn truck get goddamn van get hijacked and they ride it through the goddamn city, put the whole city, and then the dang on well police shoot people up. You know how many innocent people died that day? God bless that goddamn UPS driver who died that day, man. Just had a daughter.
Yeah.
Like, stupid shit keep fucking happening, man, in our city. And like, why are these people called Black Lives Matter when they don't even give a fuck about black-on-black crime? When they don't give a fuck about crime that's going on in all the inner cities? If you want to say you Black Lives Matter, goddammit, you got to focus on every fucking damn state in the United States. Every fucking inner city, motherfucker. Yes, we want y'all to work everywhere. Mm-hmm. We want y'all to be every fucking where, because y'all getting money off this shit. Goddammit. People still motherfucking dying. I look on goddamn news, people in Chicago fucking dying. People in Louisiana fucking dying. People in Georgia fucking dying. People in Jacksonville, Florida dying.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like that shit. Shout out to Iceberg, goddammit. I just heard Iceberg voice in the background. You know he the GOAT.
Mm-hmm.
Protect our kids. Protect our women at all costs. I don't give a damn about what's going on in these streets that's causing all these killings and stuff. All I'm saying is I want to protect the kids. I want to protect the elderly. I want to protect the women. I want all of us. We have to protect all of us, even the motherfucking shooters when y'all doing y'all stupid shit. Y'all got to protect the people when y'all doing y'all stupid ass shit. Y'all going to get caught anyway. Y'all going to die anyway behind the shit, because it's called full circle. It's called karma. What goes around comes around. When you do the dumb shit like that, it comes back on you. Like, I ain't jinxing you. That's just how the way it is. That's just the way it is, right, Lipsy? It's been like that for however long we've been alive. They just got here in the 2000s. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some of them just got here in the 90s. I'm talking about like the late 90s, like from like 98 all the way up to now. Yeah. Like all the way up to like they just got here. But this shit been going on. And like it's been going on for when I was a kid. It's been going on before I was born. It's been going on in the 60s. Like, because it's the mm-hmm. inner cities, yo. Like, if you look into your history of YouTube and you go back and you look at certain eras, like the inner cities in the 1950s or the inner cities in the 1960s, 1970s, 1980s, they got the shit on YouTube. You can see. It was the same old shit. And the same old results. This person killed that person. He got caught. He got caught yeah. by the, he got caught. He got street justice or he got law enforcement justice. Even revenge shootings. I remember when it was a time, and God bless the people sold for that era. I remember it was a time, I can't remember what it was, but a man had got the people was looking for some dude by in the city by Dorsey, and I think the girlfriend got killed, and she was a popular lady at the time. This was like in the late 90s, like 98, 97, or probably the early 2000s. I can't remember. I think I was in middle school, so it had to be like in the late 90s, like 97 or 98 or 99, one of the two. And I think it was like the John Doe thing that was going on. I don't know. I was a kid at the time. But I remember a lady had got killed. The girlfriend had got killed. And the dude who was in the car who the people was looking for, he went crazy. He went crazy and started killing all type of people one by one. He went to kill it. And they say he was dressing up in like a dragon, all type of shit. When the feds arrested him, I think he was like outside of Florida somewhere, and he was dressed up like a woman. And they say that's how he was catching the people who get his revenge on people. He locked up. He ain't coming out. That's what I'm talking about, the shit, because the shit happened already. So the revenge, so when you get in revenge, the same fucking results gonna happen. Or you gonna die behind the shit. There's stories behind that. You know how many people that got killed, yo? Like, you know how many killers got killed? When the killers get killed, that shit be horrible.
Yep.
They get done horribly. That never be no good death. That never be no, like, them revenge killers never be the good deaths, yo. Like, from what I see, that's why I don't fuck with the streets, goddammit. I don't fuck with that shit no more, Lipsy. I've been seeing that shit since I was a young nigga, dog. I've been seeing that shit. My mama kicked me out when I was 14. I've been seeing that shit. I lost my first friend when I was in fucking damn the fourth grade in Overtown. Emmanuel Wright. I can't make this shit up. The first time I saw death. And that was in the 90s. That was like 90, 94.
His nickname was Book.
So the shit been happening since I was a young nigga. These just think that this shit just only happening to them. No, nigga, it's a motherfucking damn system. It's a fucking system. Don't y'all understand? They need new people in the damn graveyard, and they need new people in the motherfucking jail cell, and they don't want their people to be there. It's a fucking game. Why you think the music, the people who make the most money in the music business, talk about neighborhood destruction? And all of us, including me, be singing that shit, enjoying that shit, all in the clubs, all at home, all in our cars, singing that shit, melodies. You know we do it. We be endorsing that shit. And then be coming out here talking about we don't like it when it happened. Oh, no, my God. No, but I was just listening to some damn killer shoot 'em up, bang, bang music. So, shit, I'm a hypocrite talking out of this shit. If I want to really be honest with myself. Shit. We need to do something about this shit, man, as a community, for real, dog.
As
like
a community, we got to stand up and take our streets back.
Something got to shake. You right. Something got to shake. Rest in peace, NeNe. Rest in peace. I don't know the other people's name, man. God forgive me, man. Rest in peace to all the victims, the other two victims. Speedy recovery to everyone that was traumatized and is recovering from that massacre. I'm going to keep saying it was a massacre, God damn it. I'm going to have to call this shit the Memorial Weekend Massacre. Nah, for real, though. You heard me?
Mm-hmm.
That sound crazy?
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. I'm pretty sure it's a lot of people who feel the same way about their community.
We gotta say words like that. We gotta say key words like that. Shit was a fucking massacre. That wasn't no regular fucking shooting. That shit was on fucking CNN. The fuck? That shit all on my man. Listen, I ain't want to say nothing. And I was just sitting at NeNe baby daddy house with his mama, with his brothers, with him, just sitting there. Because I know him. That shit fucking hurt. I ain't just talking about no fucking, I ain't talking about no nigga that I just know off fucking social media. I know them. I know that family. I call his mama mommy. I know. Remember TJ when he was born, dog?
Mm-hmm.
This ain't no fucking, oh, I'm a podcaster. I know these people. Nah, nigga, I'm Trey Plus, nigga. The fuck? I know who the fuck I am. Motherfuckers just be hearing me on fucking, seeing me write shit and spaz shit on Facebook and be thinking, oh, this just don't let, nigga, I'm motherfucking Trey Plus, nigga. Nigga, I was hood rich before. But I don't even want to talk about that shit. It's just, nigga, I'm plugged in too. The fuck, I just changed my life because I don't fuck with the streets. And I don't give a fuck how a nigga feel about that. I don't fuck with the streets. I been stopped fucking with the streets, duh. I been turned my back on the streets for the fucking schools. I been chose the kids over these fucking streets. Fuck the streets. Fuck them. Not my homeboys. Not everybody that's on the streets. I'm talking about the streets. Everything that come with the street life. Everything come with being a street nigga. Fuck that shit. I don't give a fuck about that shit. I give a fuck about kids. I give a fuck about women. I give, because they produce kids, goddammit.
Yeah.
And I give a fuck about sending them out here educated. Not from the schools, but from the streets, too. You got to be street smart and book smart. But I don't want them to be participating in this shit. I don't want them to be crash dummies.
Yeah.
I've been in the school system working for 15 years, dog. So it's kids that I know that's still living, that's in their 20s right now. And it's kids that I know that didn't make it to their 20s because they dead. Because of these fuck-ass streets. Fake-ass OGs and shit. Wannabe-ass fucking OGs. Wannabe gangsters after high school. I don't even want to talk about this shit no more. We're going to go to another segment. Fuck them. Anyway, I'm back. We back. I'm sorry, not sorry. Hey, Lipsy, I'm sorry, not sorry.
You see, I shut up.
That shit got me hot.
When you on the road like that, I let you talk.
Man, fuck the streets, Lipsy. I been saying fuck the streets. I got shot behind my hood. And I still love my hood. I got mad about that motherfucking damn dude. What's that dude name that put that shit on my goddamn hood shit? I got mad about that shit. I don't even go to the store on strawberries. I went in that shit tripping.
Oh, Baby Blue.
Whatever. I don't know that nigga. 191 in the Pretty building, God damn it. Axe first, nigga. The fuck?
But again, his BM says she did it.
I don't got nothing to do with that shit. That's my motherfucking hood. I don't know them people. I know the people that was up there. That shit had me hot. Listen, Lipsy, I'm a fucking security guard now. I ain't no motherfucking street nigga no more. And I ain't do no hardcore shit when I was in the streets. I just was knocking niggas the fuck out who tried my dogs. Fuck that shit. And I had money. Know what I'm saying? I been put my foot down when I was a young nigga. I did what I had to do and survived all them shootings and shit. Homeboys dying. Know what I'm saying? Going to a lot of funerals and shit. Know what I'm saying? Homeboys getting snatched by the feds. You know what the problem was? I wasn't chilling around no lower level street niggas. That's what the problem was. Cause feds hit my homeboys when we was in our first half of our 20s. Shit. Feds stole my homeboys when I was like 20 fucking 6. They was probably like 23, 24. Shit. And that's how they do that? Because they let you pump your money up for 4-5 years and then they come down on you. They make your cousin or make your homeboy snitch on you. And they now they a rat. But then it's crazy because how that is, that's how the streets fucking go. It keep going on and on. It happened to Malcolm X. It happened to Martin Luther King. It happened to every fucking body. It happened to the Black Panthers. It happened to the GDs. It happened to the BDs. It happened to the fucking Crips. It happened to the Bloods. It happened to BMF. It happened to John Doe. It happened to Vonda Game. It happened to Booby Boys. It happened to every fucking body. The shit is full circle. Can't y'all fucking see?
Mm-hmm.
It ain't a matter of a motherfucker. You know how they make your ass rat. They use the same fucking nail system. That's why you're fucking supposed to activate the FBI, the CIA, dummies. This a fucking America. Ain't nothing a secret here, damn it. They partner is China. Mm-hmm. They owe China. We owe China, god damn it. Fucking America. Ain't shit we gonna do a fucking secret, dummies. That's why it's better to just do the right fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying not experience the fucking streets. Yeah, you got to experience the streets, but you better learn when to get the fuck up out of that shit.
Exactly.
And do a 360. Because if your ass do that shit for more than 10 years, your ass fucked. Before you know, you're going to have about 8 felonies on your record, on your name. You're going to be an 8-time loser. Not nothing wrong with that, but that 8-time losers can't get up out of the mud now, Lipsy, because I know 8-time losers done got up out of the mud now, goddammit.
Oh, yeah, they got their life back in order. They started their businesses. They making legit money.
Exactly. And shout out to them.
Like, for people who you know, got them felonies and stuff, like I said, the system is not made for us. You got people that's getting out of jail, and they actually want to do right their life, or nobody will hire them. Nobody will give them the chance to make their life right. And if they do get a job, they're settling. These people trying it with $10 to $13 an hour. That's not going to feed me or my family, especially if I have child support.
Hmm.
I feel bad for the black men, you know?
It's hard for us. Right? It's been hard for us.
It's
hard for us since we teenagers, like early teens. We be losing our friends.
Y'all look that ass.
We lose our friends for a long ass fucking time. Listen, I don't think you understand. We be losing our friends, dog, at an early age. Like, that shit be hurtful. That shit be painful. When you lose your friend that been in your circle, that went to fucking elementary school with you, middle school with you, high school with you, and he get killed from a nigga from another hood, nigga, you be like, fuck that. Nigga, it's up forever, nigga. Like, that shit be real. But again, it's been happening. It's been happening for generations and generations and generations and generations. You know what the problem is? They separate us. They separate the young from the old. They make us not cool to the young. They make the young look more cooler than the old. And the young feel like, hey, y'all, we doing something that y'all never did. And it's for both genders. That's why you got some older people that's sick in the head. And yeah, I'm going to say y'all sick in the head. That's still competing with young people. Fuck y'all doing competing with 20-year-olds and y'all in y'all 30s and y'all 40s. The fuck? That's stupid as fuck. And I'm talking about both genders all across the world. What the fuck y'all doing competing with these 20-year-olds? And I'm sorry, but it's the truth. Because that's another reason why we can't fucking get to them. That's why they don't listen to us. Because motherfuckers always competing. Motherfuckers are always talking about what they used to be. I work at a high school. Them kids don't give a fuck about what you used to be. They just want you to fucking be interested in what they know. They just want to ask you fucking questions. And they just want you to tell them the truth. Been doing this shit for 15 years, man. I'm tripping, huh, Lipsy? Hey, this is the Jay Sell Blunt Show, nigga. We don't give a fuck. I got Lipsy in the building. You know what I'm saying? Lipsy, you give me motherfucking energy, dog. I got somebody to talk to on this shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm hood, you hood. We don't give a fuck. We sound crispy on this bitch. We sound like we the neighborhood breakfast club around this bitch. Motherfuckers can't tell us shit. But we gonna tell them something. That went over your head. Lipsy, don't be letting shit go over your head, motherfucker. What I mean is, we on a motherfucking podcast. We on the Day Sound Blunt podcast show. Hold on. Lipsy, you told me let's check the numbers earlier. I didn't check the numbers, goddammit. I'm finna check
these,
goddammit.
Yeah, what they looking like?
You wanna see what them, you wanna hear what them numbers looking like? Hold on, man. I ain't been on this shit, man. Let me see. I can't get on. Let me see. It's pulling up. It's pulling up. Hold on. Okay. I made $14.60. God damn it. It was at $14.26. God damn it. So I've been getting some spins. I done jumped up from 1,200, the 1,400. So goddamn it, once I get the 1,500 plays, I'ma be at $15. Goddamn it.
Yes.
Shout out to Anchor. It's been taking me some weeks to get the 14 fucking dollars. So it's up. So if I'm at $14, that means I'm in some motherfucking cities, Lipsy. Hey Lipsy.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to call you back?
Yeah, cause this child.
Lipsy, I'ma call Lipsy back, but guess what? I'ma keep going. Lipsy, I'ma holler at you later.
All right, y'all. Be easy.
Lipsy out of here. So yeah, like I was saying, like I was telling Lipsy, shout out to Lipsy, man. Shout out to Lipsy, man. For real, man. She give me energy, dog. Now I'm crunk. I'm in my bag right now, goddamn it. I'm in my goddamn bag. Who's in the background? Hey, this FOB Pook in the background, man. I thought I was listening to the motherfucking Iceberg, but it's FOB Pook. So guess what? We got to back that shit up. We got to back that shit up, goddamn it. I just had Lipsy in the building. I just was spazzing. And then I had Monet be like, hey, babe, you got to be able to read the room. So I read, hold on. Monet, my producer, she be like, you got to be able to read the room and know when it's time to go. So I read the room and it was time for Juicy to go. God damn it. Shout out to Juicy. Yeah. And like I was saying, we made it to $14.60. God damn it. I was sitting at $14.26 for like 20 cents for like some days. God damn it. I finally moved the needle. God damn it. Shout out to Anchor. One time for Anchor. Hold on, time out. Before I go to another segment, and that's going to be my solo segment, I forgot how many segments I'm on. God damn it, I don't care, man. Hey, check this out. Rest in peace, Nene. Hey, Ricky, I love you. Hey, TJ, love you. You know what I'm saying? We going to get through this shit. We going to get through this. We got, hey, y'all got an angel now. Nene, big Nene the angel, broke the whole Kara City heart, but we got you, for real. We got you. We don't know how we gonna do it, but we gonna do something. We gonna figure this shit out, goddammit. We gonna figure it out, and I'm gonna go to another segment. Welcome back to the They Sound Blunt podcast show, man. I had to back that FOB Pook up, man. It's called Wise Words. I'm a big fan of FOB Pook. Rest in peace, Nene. Rest in peace to all them fallen victims from that massacre that happened during the Memorial Weekend massacre. That's what I'm going to call that shit. God bless their families. God bless the victims. We want y'all to hear. We hear y'all. We want to do something. The community want to do something. The community want to do something. We want to do something. Trust me. We tired of this shit. We really tired of the killings. I'm sorry for being loud, y'all. Let me turn down my volume. I'm sorry. I'm tired, man. I'm tired of this shit, man. I ain't even want to say that I was chilling at my dog crib, man. That's my brother, man. For real. When my friends heard, I was talking to my friend, my lady friend today, my longtime friend. I ain't going to put her name out there. It's a common name. But I don't still want to put it out there. But we was talking today, and she was like, I'm glad that you really, really friends and you going over there. And I don't like to put our discussions out there, but I ain't put a name out there. And she was like, she glad. And I was like, let me tell you something. If something was to happen to your peoples and I seen you was hurting, I'm going to be there for you. I'm just a Virgo. That's just Trey. I'm Trey. I'm Trey Plus. I'm Trey. All my friends don't call me Trey Plus. The streets call me Trey Plus. I was named Trey Plus by the streets. I ain't give myself this motherfucking name. God damn it. The name, shit. I want to be Pimp Daddy T, God damn it. Shit. What a motherfucking.
Oh my God.
God damn it. Shout out to the Miami Dolphins. I know y'all heard that shit, God damn it. I wanted to be Pimp Daddy T around this motherfucker, God damn it. Shit, I didn't want to be Trey Plus. Shit, but my dog called me Trey Plus, so we ran with Trey Plus. Shit, goddamn, shout out. Free my nigga T.Y. Free my nigga Suge. Free my nigga Dexter. Free my nigga Yoshi. Free my nigga Maine. You know what I'm saying? Hey, free B100. You know what I'm saying? We had B100 on the goddamn They Sound Blunt podcast show. Free the goddamn real. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm jumping ship. I know I was supposed to be talking about the listeners. We got people in Florida. We got people in Washington. We got people in Georgia. We got people in Virginia. We got people in Ohio. We got people in Tennessee. We got people in Texas. Shout out to Texas. Shout out to Alabama. Shout out to New Jersey. Shout out to District of Columbia. Shout out to Michigan. Shout out to Massachusetts. Shout out to Mississippi. Shout out to California. Shout out to New York. Shout out to Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania in the goddamn building. They just stepped in the goddamn building. Philly, what's good? Pittsburgh, what's good? I don't know the other places in Pennsylvania now, goddamn it. I don't know the Shout out to the Dolphins. Shout out to the Dolphins. I ain't perfect on the Day Sound Blood podcast show. Never gonna try to be perfect, goddamn it. Shit, I miss y'all, man. I know I've been... Shit been crazy in Miami, man. I know I ain't been trying to post, man. Shout out to my dog, man. Hey, shout out to Stand On 20, man. Standing On 20, man, out here, man. They ain't even playing. Man, shout out to North Carolina. Did I shout out Kentucky? Man, shout out to Kentucky. Shout out to North Carolina. Shout out to Illinois. Shout out to South Carolina. Shout out to Connecticut. And shout out to Indiana, goddammit. This is the Day Sound Blunt podcast show, and I'm going to start giving out shout-outs around this bitch. Shout out to Anchor. Shout out to Apple. Shout out to motherfucking Spotify. Hold on. Who else I'm on, man? Let me go on this goddamn shit. I want to get all of this shit right because God is good, man. God is good, man. You know why God is good? Because criminals do dumb shit. People who try to ruin people's families do dumb shit. That's why y'all ass always getting caught. The fuck? I ain't never wished jail on a motherfucker so bad in my life. Dog, I don't wish jail. I'm Trey Plus. I don't wish jail on no nigga, man. But boy, do I wish jail on you niggas who did that fucking damn massacre, dog. My girl be talking about stay out of that shit. Fuck, I could stay out of that shit when I just was sitting at my dog fucking couch. My dog just got back with his fucking soulmate, my nigga. Just going to support his brother who a fucking DJ don't got shit to do with shit. And I don't even want to talk. I want to talk about that fuck ass club too, dog. Punk ass club wasn't even fucking fit to have some shit like that. No fucking security, no fucking off-duty police officers. I blame y'all. Shut that shit down. I heard that shit got shut down. Shut that shit down. Shut the lights off on that shit. Goddamn right, goddamn it. Shit crazy, man. This is Day Sound Blunt podcast show, man. This is Day Sound Blunt podcast show, dog. And I'm mad. I'm sad. If I stay on this shit, I'ma keep snapping because I don't give a fuck. Because I'm hurt and I can't do nothing but just support. Because I'm old and I'm a mentor. I got nieces and nephews. I got a family. I got friends. My friends got friends. Got time to be entertaining that foolishness, man. We be trying to mind our business. We be trying to live our life, my nigga. We be trying to live our life as shit. We be trying to support our nephews and our cousins and our little brothers. We don't be having shit to be doing with that fucking violent shit. Why y'all always got to include us? The kids don't be having nothing to do. Why y'all always got to invade parties? It was a shooting in New Jersey right a little bit after the little kid got shot in North Miami. Why? Why y'all got to do that shit to us, man? That shit crazy, man. That shit crazy how y'all be doing us, dog. That shit crazy how y'all be doing the people that y'all went to school with, dog. Y'all know damn well y'all used to cross paths. Y'all know damn well y'all used to say what's up to each other in school. And then y'all get out here in these streets, and then y'all egos be causing y'all to do all type of stupid shit and throw away y'all lives and fuck up people's lives, dog. That shit wrong, man. That shit wrong, man. Shout out to Lil Ted, man. Shout out to Major Nine. Shout out to them boys. I got the shit playing, and I just noticed Lil Ted was playing in the Royal and the Royal Yogi, man. Shout out to them people, man. I'm about to end this show, man. This is the They Say I'm Blood podcast show, man. Shout out to Lipsy. Thank you, Lipsy. You know what I'm saying? Sorry for talking your head off, Lipsy.
Oh, my God.
I do that to all my friends. You're not the only one. They used to say Trey talk a lot. That's why I got a podcast show. I just want to say rest in peace, Nene, man. For real, for real. Rest in peace, Nene, man. For real. God bless her family. God bless my homeboy family. God bless all the families that's going through things for. We need help from the Human Lives Matter people. I will no longer call these people Black Lives Matter, God damn it. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
They just say earlier that they deaf for the damn police brutality and the white-on-black crimes. They don't care. So, man, I'm out of here, man. I'm out, man. This was the They Say I'm Blood podcast show with your boy Trey Plus 305. And I just want to say thank you for tuning in. Until next time, I don't know who I'm going to have on the show next time, but you know it's going to be somebody real. Or if I don't have nobody on the show, you know me and Monet, we're going to have us a good conversation. Hopefully it could be some good information. We're going to try to give y'all more information. But in the meantime, I want y'all to enjoy this song by Ashley Kiko. This is her TikTok. And I love this girl because she's amazing, man. Ashley Kiko. Man, y'all follow her on TikTok, man. Catch up with y'all.